Morning, it's Angie here. And yes, a huge milestone at one of the Bunbury depots for Containers for Change. 1 million containers have already passed through the Davenport depot. 1 million. Now, that just says to me that people in Bunbury were drinking a lot of chalky milks, obviously, over the Christmas period, I'm sure. But it was really cool because I popped out there and I met the depot manager, Zoo, absolutely fabulous fellow, and I thought I'd go and congratulate him.
Zoo, I've come here to congratulations. You have won 1 million containers at the deposit scheme. How do you feel?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Finally, something like that. But took a bit long time. Because this scheme is pretty new in WA. It was slow started. However, nowadays, every day crazy. And we didn't expect like that quick 1 million. Last week was crazy.
Is that the post-Christmas rubbish dump?
Exactly. Everybody is normally probably 100 containers. It's people, 1,000 container, 2,000 container, easy.
How much do you think is the most amount of containers someone's dropped off?
Someone did, I think it's more than 10,000 though.
What?
Yeah, one person dropped off 18,000 containers in one go. Holy dooly. I also learnt from Zoo that the best way to help them out now that all the container schemes are getting busier and busier is to get your scheme ID, because then they don't have to count all the cans in front of you and give you the cash. So you can sign up online, containersforchange.com.au, get your ID. Then you just do a drive-through. You drop your bags with your ID number on it and they'll count it when they get to it, and the money just appears into your bank account. But I did a little digging and it turns out that a million is kind of just a small drop in the ocean compared to what the whole state has done. 120 million containers across WA. There's been $500,000 raised for not-for-profit organisations across the state. I love this. And then it's been a niggling question at the back of my mind. Where are the containers going? Because I know that, you know, recycling, even though we've been doing it for a long time, we actually haven't been doing it for a long time. But I found out the answer to what happens to the containers. Basically, Containers for Change take them, process them, and then they auction them to recyclers who then turn them into new goods. So clothing is being made out of it, aeroplane wings, and new containers. And all the materials returned through Containers for Change have to be recycled or reused. So 10 cents a container, actually going back to contribute to a more circular economy, and the nicest people you'll ever bloody meet. So if you haven't got on board with it as of yet, get around it. It's free money, basically. Maroon